this is what I think is kind of the start out. Actually, this board is multi-purpose in my mind.
God, that's big.
Just keep in mind now.
It's big until you get
into
the water.
You're inside a shop here, and this looks really big here. But you take it out, we call these the incredible shrinking machines.
Yep.
I mean, you get in the water and you'll think, oh my gosh, this thing is really small.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this board is particularly interesting from a starting perspective. It's 31 inches wide, so it's got a nice sturdy platform, nice steady platform. It also has some very nice bottom contour, which is difficult to see unless you're standing sideways from it, but you can almost see that it has a double barrel concave here. So it's almost like a catamaran bottom, you know, so that you actually have some stability created on either side, right?
And is that really, it's really enough to make a difference?
Oh, it absolutely.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It seems so minute.
Yeah, no, it's enough to make a difference. And as long as, on some of these boards, you'll find that the bottom is actually rounded, which doesn't make any sense at all.
No,
right?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, so basically what we have is a nice steady platform. But if you notice how the tail is pulled in, it's relatively narrow in the tail. So what you do is just, if you're going to surf this board, is you just step back on it like you step on your old school longboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all good to go. It surfs very well for as big as this thing is. I mean, it's amazing. Now this will never be a 10-foot surfboard, you know, as far as performance is concerned. But for what it's designed, you know, to do, it's fabulous. The materials and EPS extruded polystyrene core. It's this board weighs about 23 pounds.
Ooh, wow!
Put it on the scale. It's literally, I mean, if I turn it down just to show you, and I'm not a particularly strong guy, but I'm holding a 11.9, 4 inches thick. I'm picking it up with one hand. So they're very light. So you can get it to the beach easily. You know, I always ask people, you know, how they're going to get the board out of the water. You know, I see people do all kind of things. They bend over. I keep worrying about their back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can turn this thing on the rail, even if it's in the water. Turn it on the rail, put it up on your shoulder here, and just walk it back to you.
Yeah,
now you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ready to go.
Or put them on top of your head, really.
Yeah, but you know, for some of us, that might compress your neck a little bit. Might not be a good thing.
Really? Think so?
Well, I don't need to be any shorter.
So. No, I don't either. For that matter,
Especially the gout, you know, you get a little wind on it or something.
Yeah.
I worry when I say put it on my head.
Oh, okay.
But I can even get the gals to pick it up with just in the crook of their arm,
oh,
right?
Okay, yeah.
And it doesn't weigh enough to really be too worried about. So at any rate, this is the sort of, I call this the entry model. The other thing that's beautiful about this board is later on, it's almost like the longboard in your quiver. You know, every surfer has a longboard. And they may not bring it out all the time, but they all have them.
Yeah.
So this actually, if you start off on it, it's such a good performance board. It's really good for going down the coast. It's really good for getting those nice soft waves at Waikiki, you know, and getting some nice long ride, you know, longboard type surfing out of it. So the guy who starts with this is not stuck with some lemon later that he wants to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll always come back to this board. I still have one of these at home that I use for just down the coast. You know, I out behind my house.
Where do you stand on this when you're paddling, and how do you get back transition to surfing?
Well, it's interesting. That's a good question. Basically, you're going to stand about here, you know, almost center on the board. And you'll know that you're standing is probably right about here, right behind these handles. You know, you'll know as you're standing on the board, if you're too far forward, this will be in the water, right? If you're too far back, it'll be like that, right? So you'll find the right place for you. And when we put a pad on this, it'll make it a little more intuitive. But anyway, how do you transition to your surfing? So if you've got a paddle here, basically what we're going to do is we're going to take our strokes, and as we start getting momentum towards the wave, I actually turn it, I'm a regular stance, so I actually start turning like I come from this position and I come all the way back here. Now my stroke, I actually have more power in my stroke, right? But I'm also prepared for the wave to come behind me and pick the board up or whatever might happen. Now this is where I was saying earlier that if you have too much paddle in the water, it's easy to come off balance here.
Ah.
Especially if you got, maybe I'm on this side instead, right?
Oh, yeah.
So basically what you're doing is you're coming from this position as you're starting just to get a little momentum. Now I see the wave picking up, coming alongside me, then I kind of switch into my surfing stance and really start digging to catch the wave. Once I'm on the wave, if I'm going to go to my left, I actually leave this paddle in the water and lean on it off the board, and it makes a pivot point. The board will literally pivot right around it. If it's the opposite direction, I come across in the wave this way. Sometimes I'll reach up in the wave or behind the wave like this to kind of hold my and lean down on it again. Again, another pivot point.
So to actually balance yourself.
Absolutely, using
yourself.
Yeah, you're using the paddle for a lot of things. It's not just to propel you forward. So you know, if you're in the water and it's kind of tippy,
yeah.
You know, I save myself a lot of time just out here that much. The water, the displacement of the water gives you enough resistance just to kind of put yourself back up on the board. So, at any rate, that's kind of what that was. And as you come back, as you catch the wave and as you come back on the board, you can literally come all the way back here and bring it around. And it just turns like an old school Waikiki special, you know, just...
Now, what were the holes that you had there? There's two holes.
Yeah, these are for a handle. There are several different styles that you can use. Hold on to that for a second. Basically, this is a windsurfing foot strap, and you can actually secure it onto here. The best use of this, in my opinion, is actually the holes that are forward. You can, if you have children or whatever, you can put a pad down here, and that gives them two handholds for a small child to ride on the nose.
Oh, I see.
And mom and dad or a dad and kid or whatever can ride on the board together. And it gives a nice soft, if they fall off or something, they're not hurt with this. We do have other styles of handles, I just don't have one here to show you, that are just literally a piece of webbing with a rubber piece on it so that you can just pick it up like a kayak handle for transportation. There's several ways that you can do that. We're experimenting with another possibility of having it. As a matter of fact, I have another board. I'll show it to you. So at any rate, this is the 11-9. And they come in a couple of different colors. We have graphics. We call this the wave graphic. And I have another one that's sort of in the blue tones and another one's in the green tones. And but very similar to this as far as the layout.
That's a nice sound. Oh, I guess... I was wondering why you put the graphic on the bottom.
Well, the pad. Well, no, you don't put wax on it. You put a pad on it.
Oh, okay.
It actually has a thin foam rubber pad that goes on the top of the deck so that you can walk around and it's comfortable. You'd be surprised how standing on a board like this over time affects your feet and your ankles and whatever. You know, you go out, you're two, three, four hours in the water. It really pays to have a little bit of rubber underneath your feet. So that's why we didn't put the design we're very limited where the design could go, so we don't cover it up with a pad. We kept the boards white because they're the most reflective of heat. This type of construction, none of this type of construction likes heat.
Oh, I see.
You know, so we want to keep them white as much as possible.
So are those made in China?
Yeah, these are all made, a Japanese manufacturer. Of sailboards. He has a factory in Japan and he has a factory in China.
Oh, I see.
And these particular boards were made in the China factory. Now the interesting thing about that is he brings his factory, he rebuilds his factory from Japan to China, but he brings his employees from Japan.
Oh.
His key staff, he cycles them through every 2-3 weeks. He'll come for a 2-week tour at the factory in China just so that he can maintain quality control.
Yeah.
And that's a real important thing for him is the quality control. And when I say that, I'll show you what I mean about the durability and how these boards are made.